Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sam Calderon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockman. Baumholtz moves to second. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calderon moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Calderon scores. Lockman moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Klipstein moves to third. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klipstein scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields the ball and throws to Jansen covering. Safe. Baumholtz scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Fondi moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Mixes reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Fondi scores. Kiner moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jim Hearn now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kiner scores. Mixes moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klipstein strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin, who is chasing the ball. Fondi reaches third base with a triple. Baumholtz goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fondi scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klipstein bunts towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The slide. Calderon applies the tag. Jeffcoat is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tookie Gilbert pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive off the glove of Lockman, and into shallow right field. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson is walked intentionally. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mixis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Kiner moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 9-1, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball towards left. Irvin catches it and throws to home to double up Kiner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Lockman scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Thompson moves to third. Irvin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Cubs. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Irvin scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 9-5, Cubs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Corwin now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Leonard reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Corwin, and towards Dark, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.